Ready to go further or take your ambitions to the next level? It's time to commit to curiosity with a postgrad at UL. Whether you want to enhance your career opportunities or pivot to a new one, University of Limerick has a diverse range of full-time, part-time and short postgraduate programmes designed to set you up for success. Go further and commit to curiosity at ul.ie. That's ul.ie.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you're probably aware, there's an ongoing appeal for blood donations, especially the rarer blood types. But during the summer, and this summer in particular, it seems it's particularly acute. Paul McKinney is Director of Donor Services and Logistics with the Irish Blood Transfusion Service. Paul, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So this is as soon as the schools close, do you notice the difference in terms of donations?
We do. We certainly notice when people start to go on holidays, believe it or not. This is a very tough time of the year for us, and hence the opportunity. Please, we're asking people if you are going to go on holiday, please to, if you are a regular donor, please to consider making a donation before you go, because we really need every donation at the moment. It's so tight.
And is it tight in part because the demand seems to have gone up from the health service?
Absolutely. Last year was the busiest year in 10 years for us, for our red cells and for our platelets. And this year we're up 2.5% on our red cells, which is a lot. So we issue over 140,000 units of red cells a year. Hospitals are definitely busier. We're seeing it. Their work practices are changing. They're trying to work their way through the waiting lists. We're the first to notice it because of the blood demand from them significantly increases.
I suppose we could interpret that as a good sign if they're working their way, if they're busier than ever.
Absolutely, it's a good sign. But it means that we just need the support of our regular donors and indeed new donors to consider coming forward and making, you know, blood donations part of their altruistic approach to life.
Yeah. Now, your regular donors, well, you know, how on average, how often would you advise someone to give blood?
Well, you can donate blood 4 times a year. On average, we get, I know I'm going into fractions here, but it's about 1.6 times is the average donation from our regular donors. If we got donors to donate even up to 2, regular donors, that is, up to 2 and even 3 times a year, we would not have any blood shortages. That would be absolutely fantastic. But, you know, people are busy. Definitely, our age profile, the demographics of our existing donors is changing. They are getting older, so we definitely need to get younger donors to come in and effectively pick up the mantle and ensure we have a safe blood.
And that's just because you're worried people will age out of donating blood, or is young blood better?
No, all blood is good. It doesn't matter what age. No, it's just, you know, as people get older, their health situation may change, and it's just a natural attrition. So it's really just getting literally new blood in to replace older people. Give them a break.
Yeah. And I would assume as well that you're particularly keen for people who might have the rarer blood types to donate.
Yeah, we've rhesus negative blood groups. O negative, which is the universal blood group, we're constantly in demand. Only 8% of the Irish population have O negative. We issue regularly 15 to 16% a week. So you can see we really are making a big demand on them. A negative, B negative are the other rhesus negative bloods that we particularly look for. B negative is only 4% of the Irish population have it. So yeah, we're constantly under pressure on those particular groups. But at the moment, I have to say we're tight in all groups.
Yeah, indeed. And I know, as you say, people are busy. Around the country, is it equally easy or difficult to go and donate blood? Or are there parts of the country where perhaps you could do with a mobile van there or that kind of thing?
We get very good support. We're very lucky. We have a very loyal donor population. For that, I'm very grateful. I suppose the cities, we don't really get as big a bang of buck that we would like. We have a number of fixed clinics in Dublin, Dalier Street and Stillorgan. Certainly, we could have bigger, more full clinics there, if you like. Country, rural areas, we normally get a very good support. This time of year, you know, we get a lot of the farming community who support our clinics around the country, but they're out cutting silage. That affects attendance, believe it or not.
Yes, of
and
course.
Even the sunshine, it does. People, you know, if you have a choice of going for a nice walk along the beach or up the mountain or go into one of our clinics, it's a tough call. But during these very warm, sunny conditions, we certainly notice our clinic attendance drop.
Can anyone over 65 give blood? Listener wants to know.
You can if you are a regular donor and you go to your GP just to get the checked up by him, and they'll provide you with a letter, bring it to the clinic, and that's fantastic. I'm delighted to continue.
Okay, and what would you have to be checked for to be eligible?
Just general health conditions, that you don't have any conditions that you should probably concentrate in getting sorted. High blood pressure, that sort of thing, any medications that you're on, just to make sure you're fit to carry on donating.
Yeah, somebody else wants to know, I was born in the UK in the mid-80s, so wasn't allowed to give blood. Am I right in thinking that this is no longer the case?
That is absolutely no longer the case. We did have a deferral. Anybody who was born in the UK for who was in the UK for one or more years cumulatively between 1980 and 1996 could not donate, and we deferred those people. And it caused havoc to the blood supply. That deferral is gone, and I would ask anybody who thinks that they are still deferred to go onto our website, giveblood.ie, or ring 1800 731 137, one of my colleagues. We would be delighted to have those people come back and donate.
I've never donated blood, but would love to. I checked the clinic list twice now. Couldn't find an available clinic outside the normal 9 to 5 work hours. Maybe it's just me, unable to find any suitable ones. Do they ever run clinics over weekends?
We do. We ran 4 clinics last Sunday. We had to put them on urgently because the blood supply was so tight. All our mobile teams around the country actually run clinics outside the normal 9 to 5, anywhere from 2 up until 9 o'clock. But check the website, giveblood.ie. I don't know why that donor wasn't able to see it. The city clinics, Dublin, Cork, they are fixed clinics. They work more at 10 to 6. But again, all the hours are on the website. All details are there.
Yeah. Since blood donation started in this country, we were far more homogenous in terms of our ethnic makeup. Is getting people from different ethnicities to donate blood, is that important or does that matter?
It's really important. You're absolutely right. Ireland is changing. Blood requirements are changing, and we certainly are encouraging and asking people, particularly of African heritage, to consider to become donors. Again, go on the website. All the details are there. But you're absolutely right. We are changing. We need to provide the best solution for the patient. So if we get, African heritage donors, it's a better match for some of the patients.
All right. Okay. That is interesting. If it's not your first time and you're going along to donate blood, how long typically does it take?
Well, we like to say the donation process takes between an hour and a half. We'd obviously like it to get faster. We are actually investing quite a bit of research and money on technology to speed things up. But from registering to getting your hemoglobin checked and measured, make sure that's okay. Checking your health and lifestyle questionnaire is all okay and that all is good. Then we get you to the bed and to, a T station where we just keep an eye on you after the donation. So we say make between an hour and a half to get you through.
Right, but the actual blood extraction, that only takes, 10, 15 minutes?
15 minutes.
Yeah.
15 minutes. And, that 15 minutes of your time could save somebody's life. And, when you do donate and when you go and you've had your cup of tea and you've gone out, we send you a text to tell you what hospital that unit has been donated to, and what a feeling when you know that time, that effort that you took to make that donation has made such a difference to somebody.
Somebody wants to know, is it better to donate blood or platelets?
Yeah, they're both very worthwhile things to do. Platelets is slightly more challenging in the sense you need stronger veins. There are certain other conditions that are applied. Again, all the details on the website, giveblood.ie. Platelets are used for a lot of cancer treatments. Not everybody is suitable for platelet donations because of the process. It is slightly tougher on the donor. But all details on the website. But certainly, if you're interested in platelet donations, you know, even try donating red cell blood first, and then if you want to move on, then we'd love to see you.
There seems to be, from some of the texts coming in, people who do donate blood, they kind of there's almost a competitive thing. Someone says that they're nearly up to 65 times donating blood now. Jeannie Mac. Somebody else says still aiming for 50 donations before I'm 50.
Well, that's an incredible commitment. I mean, we do hold donor award dinners for donors who hit 50 and 100 donations, and they're incredible occasions. But when you see somebody who's made that commitment to hit 50 or 100, it's fantastic. We don't encourage competitive side to it. My medical colleagues wouldn't like that, but it is fantastic, and it's a wonderful thing to do. I'm very grateful to those donors who do.
My daughter is O negative. She's 21 and 52 kilograms, but they say she's too light to give blood and to wait until she's 26.
We do have a weight restriction on donors. I'm not quite the medic. I can't give you the medical explanation for that. But ultimately, these deferrals are in place to ensure that the donor's health is safe, and that. If that's the advice my medical colleague has given, then that's the right advice.
As a proportion, though, of our population, how many people are actually regularly donating blood?
Yeah, only 3% of the population who are potentially eligible to donate actually do donate. So it's very low, and it's a figure I would love to get increased. And again, if we got that up a couple of percent, we wouldn't be on the radio or making appeals for more donations.
Paul, thanks a million for coming in to us today. Best of luck with the summer. That was Paul McKinney there, Director of Donor Services and Logistics with the Irish Blood Transfusion Service.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.